Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. 800-943-2153. That's 800-943-2153.
Because no one ever said life is fair. Here is Foul Territory with Jeff and Jen on Sports Overnight America.
Hello, hello. Welcome in. I am not Jeff and I am not Jen. This is Daniel Ogden joining you from the Sports Byline Studios here in San Francisco. Jen and Jeff on assignment this evening. I'm also joined in studio by my co-host, Max Schmeling. For those of you listening, if you listen on Mondays, you hear my voice. I co-host with Jen and Jeff. You might not be familiar with Max. Max, you want to go ahead and introduce yourself, my friend?
Hello, yes. Hello, everyone. My name is Max Schmeling, a broadcasting student at San Francisco State University. Super excited to be in here and talk some sports with my guy Ogden. Thank you for the opportunity here. Big day in baseball, so some things to talk about, but super excited. Again, I'm not Jen or Jeff, so here we are, filling in.
A lot of runs scored today. We'll get to that. We're going to talk a little baseball. We're going to talk a little football. There's a lot of pissed off running backs throughout the NFL, it seems.
Upset running backs for sure.
And I somewhat agree with them, but I also understand like why they're not getting paid. And it's also a little bit like you're making $10 million. So like, are you really not making that much money? Or
yeah, you know.
I know, but I saw like the stupid graphic where they compared like Justin Tucker's salary run, and I'm like, Tucker's probably like one of the more valuable players in the league that's not a quarterback. So anyway, we'll get into that. We'll get into Shohei Ohtani. We'll get into the local Giants on a roll right now. If you want to join the conversation, the number is 1-800-878-PLAY. Coming to you on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. We're on Sirius XM. We're on the American Forces Network. Shout out to the troops.
Shout out troops, man.
Thank you for all of your hard work. Stay safe. Come home soon. He's Max. I'm Daniel. And we'll be right back here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? some published authors are making significant money. So join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003. Hey, airline travelers, let's say you have a problem and you need to change or cancel an existing airline reservation. What do you do? Well, SkyWatch is a free service that can help anyone with any airline reservation fix it. Whether you want to cancel it, change your dates, or add passengers, we can help fix your airline reservations so you get exactly what you need. We've updated our computer database and now have access to every airline around the globe. So now you can make one phone call, regardless of who booked your airline tickets, and we'll change it, cancel it, and fix it for you. We know the insider secrets to fixing reservations that the airlines don't want you to know about. So if you need to cancel, change, or modify an existing airline reservation, call SkyWatch right now. It's a free call, so let us fix it for you. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. 855-325-5647. That's 855-325-5647.
Are you looking to sell your house? Call 1-800-SELL-FAST to request a free all-cash offer. We can buy your house in days,
and you don't even have to clean or fix anything.
There are no commissions or closing costs,
no agents, no open houses,
and no banks to deal with. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST or visit sellfast.com to request your cash offer. There's no obligation. Call 1-800-SELL-FAST.
That's 1-800-735-5327.
Or visit sellfast.com to get your free cash offer.
SellFast is a home buyer referral service. Each office independently owned and operated.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back in. Daniel Ogden here with you this evening, filling in for Jen and Jeff Rich, alongside my co-host, Max Schmeling, joining you from San Francisco here. And Max, we were having this conversation off the air before the show started, yes. So we might as well just
bring it on.
Continue it, and we were talking a lot of Shohei Ohtani,
yeah,
and if he's going to be traded, where he's going to be traded to, and honestly, like, I guess we could just really start with like how incredible he's playing right now.
Yeah, I think first off, this is he's a baseball player that we haven't seen. I don't really like to say since Babe Ruth, because no one alive's seen Babe Ruth, really. And I think he only did two ways for a very short time of his career. So I don't want to diminish Babe Ruth by any means. But what Shohei's doing is out of this world. I mean, he's one of the greatest athletes on the planet, if not the greatest athlete on the planet right now. I mean, what he's doing in baseball is something that breaks all the rules that any baseball coach has ever told anyone their entire life. You know, like, you're going to have to choose one or the other. And this guy said, no, I'm going to do both, and I'm going to do it at a high level. So just what he is for a team. I mean, he's the three hitter and he's your ace. Like, something like that doesn't come around or available that often. So just the fact of that is amazing.
Yeah. I'm also going to have to correct you though. Babe Ruth, like, almost won 100 games, so he did pitch a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, he's also was probably throwing about 65 miles an hour, because I don't know how fast they were throwing back then, and the ball was dead. But yeah, he had, and I'm looking it up now. He had over 20 wins twice, and he actually had a season where he finished with an ERA under 2. So he wasn't bad, but this was also 1916.
I'm a 300 hitter in 1916. So
yeah, I mean, I probably could be too.
Hey,
Dizzy Dean, baby, throwing the ball. But no, I mean, I saw he's leading the league. Shohei, we're back to Shohei.
Yeah, back to Shohei.
He's leading the league in homers and triples.
Yeah.
And then he's got to be what, top 5 to 10 in strikeouts.
I think if not one strikeouts.
So well, he's is he? I mean, I guess maybe in the AL, but I highly doubt he's got more than Strider.
Yeah, maybe.
Just, Strider's got like almost 200, I think, already, which is pretty ridiculous.
Tim Lincecum reincarnated.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's Tim Lincecum reincarnated, but he is pretty nasty.
But yeah, just the gravity that Shohei is as a baseball player is something that is unmatched right now. And I think it will be unmatched, honestly, for a very long. I mean, what he's doing is like is just unbelievable. So we were kind of talking, like you said, off air about what would it even take? Is he actually available? I mean, obviously, it seems as he is, right? Are the Angels actually going to trade this player? And then, two, like, what is the value? What are they going to ask for? What is the actual trade going to look like in this situation?
Yeah, well, I think he is available, but I mean, if you're them, you can't want to trade him.
Yeah.
And they are in the playoff hunt. It's not like they're completely out of it or anything, even though they're, I think, fourth in the division right now. They're basically tied with the Mariners. Trout is on his way back. Not immensely soon, but pretty soon, I think. Like, they should have him for the last 6 weeks or month and a half,
yeah,
or two months, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So they're not out of it. And we were having a little back and forth. I think... The return that they would give for him is a lot more than it seems like you think they're going to be able to get. And to an extent, I understand what you're saying, because over the past bunch of years, the Brian Sabian, Carlos Beltran, Zach Wheeler type deals like don't really happen all that often. Where,
yeah, not anymore.
You know, it's all about trying to keep your prospects,
mm-hmm,
but. Like, this is a different type of player, and I just think I can just see it becoming a bidding war, and I think that there are going to be a lot more teams that specifically call them or go out of their way to want him than, you know, like we were talking about Turner and Max Scherzer, and I was about to say Max Schmeling again, but
a couple letters off.
And Machado, like, I just think his return is going to be a lot better than those guys. That's just my personal opinion. He also plays every day.
Yeah. And just for some reference, Trey Turner and Max Scherzer, that trade was for the Dodgers. Dodgers are mentioned twice in those trades, actually. Manny Machado is the other one. But so the point I was making is Trey Turner and Max Scherzer got traded to. And the reason why I picked this trade is because they got an elite hitter and an elite pitcher at the time. Right, those are two top caliber at their positions. And so they essentially got what Ohtani is in one, but they traded the only names recognizable from that are just Josiah Gray, who's an all-star this year, and Kilbert Ruiz, who is their catcher, who just signed a big extension. But those two players are starters for the Nationals, so they gave up a good return. They gave up good prospects. The Dodgers gave up good prospects for those two players. Now, Trey Turner had a year of control past the two-month rental. Max Scherzer was just a rental. But they were able to keep Trey Turner for an extra year. And then if we look at another trade, the Giants traded for Chris Bryant. Not as elite as Ohtani, obviously, and not even as elite as Trey Turner. But still a big bat, a big name. I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, was he not an MVP? I mean, the guy is talented. So essentially, MVP got traded for, you know, players to be named later. I mean, I like Alex Canario and the pitcher that we gave the Cubs. Those guys were Giants prospects, but they haven't shown much. They haven't done much yet. So, and they weren't even the top prospects at the time. They had Luciano and Kyle Harrison available. So I guess the only point I was making, and to go back to your bidding war, I understand there's going to be a bidding war for him and teams are going to want to bid, but I feel like it's going to go almost the opposite way, because I don't see the Dodgers getting in this. Why would they get in it? They're going to sign him at the end of the year. At least that's their thought process. Why would I give up my top prospects for that? Maybe I use my prospects for other players. I don't see another team, like, again, now if I was the Giants and I had that thought process, why would I trade my top prospects for 2 months? And the idea is that he's already going to be a Dodger next year. I mean, everyone's already saying that. That scares me, and I think that scares a lot of teams. So I don't see I don't see the top three prospects going in a deal at Ohtani. I just don't. And there's other deals that kind of prove that. Manny Machado, again, he was a very high, very talented player at the time. A rental for the Dodgers. And they gave up barely their top prospects. I mean, maybe one or two. Again, guys you don't even know now. I think there's one pitcher. But I just think that the bidding war might not go as high as maybe you think. But again, it is Ohtani, so who knows, right? This guy's once in a lifetime.
And the correct answer is probably somewhere in the middle.
Yeah.
Because I think, I mean, the Soto trade also is another decent one to look at, although, you know, he's under team control still.
Yes,
but
that's a good one because they got a lot.
Yeah, they did get a lot, but they didn't get Gore. So
no, they got Gore.
Oh, they did get Gore?
Yeah, they got Gore.
I didn't think he was in that trade.
Yeah, no. It was a big trade. It was Gore, Woods, Abrams.
Yeah, I remember Woods and Abrams. For some reason, I thought they kept Gore.
Yeah, no, they got Gore.
Okay, well then.
So that was a huge trade, and they got a lot for him. But again, that's that. He's younger, and it was an extra year. Like these, those things matter to GMs.
Well, I'm also gonna throw another wrench in, and we're got just about a minute here, but I'm going to bet that the owners of a bunch of these teams are also going to get involved because the attraction that he brings.
Yeah.
And I don't just mean from baseball fans. I mean, obviously, like, worldwide, he's a big draw.
Yeah.
So that can also be a factor. And, you know, you got franchises like the Yankees that just, like, love that type of circus atmosphere, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I definitely think that could end up being a factor. Any last thoughts that you have?
Well, just back to the owners. I mean, is the Angels owner going to get rid of his only ticket interest coming this year? You know,
I mean, that guy
know.
Seemed to have been an idiot the last however many years, so I don't know that I can tell you that he's a smart... He's obviously was
he's
a smart
money.
Businessman at one time, but I don't know about it anymore. So, anyway, he's Max. I'm Daniel. This is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. 800-390-5160. That's 800-390-5160. Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A+ BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service, featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. 800-867-6917. That's 800-867-6917.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Do you use pesticides in your job? Specifically Roundup. Roundup, made by Monsanto, contains a chemical called glyphosate, which has been linked to cancer. If you've used Roundup and you have cancer, you may be entitled to a cash award. Over $10 billion has been set aside to pay users of Roundup who've been diagnosed with cancer. Time is almost running out to file your claim. So if you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've used Roundup, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And time to file is almost gone, so please call right now.
800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back in. This is Sports Overnight America. Daniel Ogden, Max Schmeling, filling in for Jen and Jeff Rich this evening. And we've been talking a little Shohei Ohtani. And speaking of Shohei Ohtani, Max, do you think the Giants should trade for Shohei?
That's tough. Should they, on the basis of should they or should they not? Obviously, yes, they should. Now, what becomes the hard part is the value and the pieces that you're trading for Shohei. I have a real, real hard time, and I know they're prospects, and I'm not going to die on the hill of prospects. I understand they're just prospects until they do it in the big leagues. I get that, right? But the Giants have life and they have excitement because of their prospects and because of their young guys. And maybe I'm just blinded by that. I don't want to give up the top. I don't want to give up Kyle Harrison. I don't want to give up Luciano. And I really don't want to give up Bailey or Matos. Now, those four guys, if we do trade for him and it's not those four guys, obviously I'm not going to sit here and say that's a bad trade or let's not do that, right? It's Shohei freaking Ohtani. Like, that guy's a stud, and we just talked about how he's once-in-a-generation talent, blah, blah, blah. So on that basis, yes. It's a kind of a tentative yes, but it's also hard for me because I know that no matter what, at the end of the offseason, we have no control over... He could come here, win the World Series, and we could be great and awesome and do all this stuff, but the Dodgers can offer him $700 million, and he leaves, you know, and... Would that be worth it? It's tough, you know. So, on that basis, yes, I think we should try. We should definitely try. Now, the price is one thing that I think is a tough part to agree on as a Giants fan. Like, are you trading Patrick Bailey?
I mean, I don't want to trade Patrick Bailey.
Right, that's the thing.
Well,
though.
But also, would you rather trade Patrick Bailey or Marco Luciano or Patrick Bailey or Kyle Harrison? Because Bailey's kind of already come up and done it.
Right. I don't want to trade Bailey at all. Like, I guess to your point, I would rather move on from Harrison or Luciano.
Okay.
Because Bailey isn't a prospect. He's doing this in the big leagues, right? And he got robbed today. Did you see that catch today? Oh, my gosh. Amazing catch.
I didn't see it.
Oh, it was probably right. Amazing catch. He crushed a ball. Dead center. Center fielder. Great catch on the wall. Robbed him of at least a... You know, two RBI double.
I would be down to trade Matos, though.
See,
I wouldn't want to, but like, I wouldn't be heartbroken over him. I like him, but I wouldn't be like, oh man, I can't part ways with him. Yeah.
And I understand that. Like, and for me, I'm a younger prospect. That's my orientation. Like, that's what I gravitate towards as a fan. Right. I want young guys that are studs. That you grow with and your team grows with and their cornerstones. Essentially, I want the Braves. Is that so hard to ask for? But
only the best team in baseball.
Only right the best now, team in baseball. I have probably the best player in baseball other than Shohei, you know. But that's kind of what I want. And I think Matos, I guess my thing is that I think if we kept this young core together and we just get to the playoffs, get them experience, get our young guys, Patrick Bailey, Schmidt, Matos, even Blake Sable, like, we have a lot of young rookies on our team. If we can just get those guys in the playoffs, like, I find that super valuable. And I don't want to say that I almost find that more valuable than trading for Shohei, but I would rather have a group going into next year, a core going into next year that has experience, that's played meaningful baseball at the end of next year, and let's just open the checkbook for Shohei Ohtani. I mean, I know Farhan's not going to give, I don't know, I don't know what Farhan's going to give him, but Farhan's probably not going to do 10 years, $700 million, right?
No.
I would almost just be like, yo, Farhan, give him 4 years, $500 million. Like, just do something crazy. Like, just get that guy in here for a contract that you can swallow. And, like, that's what I would, as a Giants fan, that's what I would rather see. You know, keep our young core together. Let's get them meaningful baseball. Have them playing in big games, meaningful at-bats, pressure moments. Like, let's get them in those situations. And then add in the offseason. Let's go get Shohei. I think Cody Bellinger is a free agent. Like, go get those types of players, you know, like, then let's reload. We have a core going into next season with, you know, hopefully a plethora of free agents and hopefully one from Shohei. But I think that's much more of like a better blueprint. And that's more of my bias, obviously. I just said I'm a prospect guy. And that's more of my preference going into next season.
Well, that's what all the GMs are. And that's why you were saying, like, I don't think they're going to, you know, whoever trades for him isn't going to give up the prospects. I just think this is a little bit different.
But yeah, owners are going to be involved.
Yes, the owners are going to be involved.
And they don't care. And they don't care about Kyle Harrison.
No, and I mean, I would be fine with 4 years, $300 million, something like that.
Yeah,
I don't think
a heartbeat.
I don't think Ohtani is going to sign that. But
no. Why would he?
Yeah, exactly. I mean, although if he wants to try to think that he could squeeze like 3 years, $300 million out, and then like get another contract, that's the only thing I could think of.
Yeah, that's just so tough as a two-way, you know.
Yeah, and it's not like he's super young because he has been playing baseball for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
So, but I just don't think that it. I mean, and also, what has the Giants' luck been with free agents the last few years? It feels like, you know,
few years.
Yeah. Well. You know.
Since what, Barry? And I'm not talking about Zito.
Hey, Zito ended
game.
Up getting a ring, so, you know, and doing a
down 3-1, baby.
Yeah, St. Louis. So, but yeah, I mean, besides that, I don't know. I just, if.
What do you think the Giants should?
No.
You don't think they should trade for him?
No, I don't think they should trade for him. I don't think they should sign him. And I don't think it – and I still, like, hate what they're doing and how they're operating. And at least, like, Schmidt has played the last bunch of days. And all of a sudden his swing is, like, back, right?
You know,
crazy. Crazy how that happens. But I just don't think that the way that they've constructed this team and the way that they're trying to, like, be – like, he doesn't fit. He doesn't give them any flexibility at all. He takes away flexibility from them. You know what I'm saying?
In terms of, like, just maneuverability.
Well, yeah,
contract.
Because all he can really do is DH, like, if he's hitting. So, and you know how they love to move the guys around, and, oh, it's a lefty and a righty.
Pinch hitting the sinks the name.
You know, give me a nice little handy, you know, for Gabe Kapler with his coconut oil and his lefty-righty crap.
And his beautiful rose hand tattoo.
Right after he pulls the chicken or the skin off the chicken nuggets. Anyway, I'm not a fan of him, and I've soured on Farhan. I don't know if I can de-sour, but I'm still soured. Even though they're playing well and they've won, what, 8 in a row?
7 in a row.
I thought it was 8 after the second game.
Oh, really?
I want to say seven. I thought it was 8 out. I mean, Doval got 2 saves in one day. That's like one of the better nicknames that I've heard in a long time that also seemed to have come like organically. Tranquilo, Camilo.
Dude,
you know, like,
Hunter Pence has been money.
You know, but it
I never heard that until he said it on the broadcast.
Oh, I have. They've said it before.
That's,
for sure. Yeah.
I gotta
but
start
it's a
saying
great
that.
But it's a great, it's a good one, and it fits him, right?
Yeah.
So they're playing well. I still think the Dodgers are going to crush everyone in that division. They've played like crap the whole year,
and somehow
they're still in first place,
exactly.
Right? You know, and like I've for whatever reason the last 2 days I've seen parts of their game against the Orioles, and all these like random dudes that I've never heard of. Brazier is closing games. They were like, oh, he was some trash they picked up from the Red Sox. And then he came to the Dodgers. They gave him like a splitter or something or a sinker, and now he's like closing games while Phillips is like out.
Yeah.
That's their one bullpen pitcher. Phillips is good, but everybody else kind of sucks. But they're throwing heat again already. So I don't know. I still think the Dodgers are going to win that division. Giants definitely have a chance to get in the wild card.
Oh, 100%.
And I think Phillies do too. I know they pass the Marlins tonight, and the Central is just kind of a complete disaster.
Yeah.
Also, I didn't look. Did you happen to see who ended up winning that Dodger or Braves Diamondbacks game?
I think the Braves did.
It was like 13-12 the last I saw.
Oh, actually, excuse me. D-backs won 16-13.
Wow. I think it was the second inning. Corbin Carroll struck out and ended up at third base.
No way.
Yeah. It was like almost like when Ellie like
stole home
in two pitches, you know.
Can we talk about that play actually?
By the way, we're running low on time, but go ahead. And the Giants have kind of made him look like a rookie in this series.
No, they
so
have.
Far.
But that play, that to me is oh my gosh. If you guys haven't seen De La Cruz on the Reds stealing going first to home on two pitches, it's must watch. It's must watch baseball. Like that guy, what I watched there was unbelievable. I mean, that was insane. So that's good for baseball, though, and that's exciting. So that's why I'm saying
it is. And there's a lot of young talent. Like I said, Carroll got to third on a strikeout. You know, I mean, like it seems like there's been a lot of young names that are popping up in the game that are at least exciting, fun to watch, etc. But we're going to tie a bow on the MLB talk. A lot of running backs in the NFL are mad. A lot of people have interesting takes on it either way, here and there. And we'll get into it coming right up after the break here. He's Max. I'm Daniel. This is Sports Byline Broadcast Network, and we'll be right back.
This radio commercial was made to convince you to stop speeding. We can't use siren sound effects on the radio, so we'll use other equally jarring sound effects to get your attention. Like telling you that whether you drive a little over the speed limit or a lot, you can crash just the same. You could hurt yourself or worse, others.
I'm at the scene of the collision.
And the damage you cause will be beyond repair. See? We didn't have to use crash or siren sounds after all. Speeding catches up with you. Brought to you by NHTSA.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738.
800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Right now at Wendy's, when you buy either Dave's Single, Spicy Chicken Sandwich, Medium Frosty, or 10-Piece Nuggets, you can get another for just a buck. Your dollar never tasted so good. So it's obvious what everyone will get, right?
Ooh, definitely Nuggets.
Spicy
and
Chicken
a frosty.
Sandwich,
Dave's single, and a Frosty for me.
Frosty and a Frosty.
Okay, who said Frosty and a Frosty? Pick your obvious choice. Choose wisely. Choose Wendy's buy one, get one for a buck.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. U.S. Wendy's valid for item of equal or lesser value. Cannot be combined in a combo or any other offer.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back in. Thanks for joining us this evening. Daniel Ogden alongside Max Schmeling here. Sports Overnight America filling in for Jen and Jeff Rich. And some of the news coming out of the NFL, because let's just face it, there's always something coming out NFL
related.
Well, it
started today, training camp. Rookie training camp.
Well, yeah, but I mean,
but it doesn't matter.
There's always news just in general NFL. They always find a way to get into the news somehow.
Yeah.
And it's all about the running backs now. Now, I guess what I'm a little baffled slash confused or whatever about is, like, did the running backs, like, just notice this or something? It's like, this has been going on for a long time. Like, you know, and I have a list here that I saw Shefty tweet out. That's an interesting list. But especially after, like, the whole Le'Veon Bell saga.
Oh, gosh.
You know, like, that was a while ago. It's not like that was last year or two.
Yeah.
So I don't understand. Did they, like, just figure this out or something? I'm not 100% sure.
Well, and the Le'Veon thing too was still a kind of like the height of, like, running backs were still valued to an extent.
I mean, kind of, but like,
not
that was
to this
2018
level.
You know, like, yeah. I don't know if that they were still valued, because on this list here, like, it said the next year Zeke and Melvin Gordon, both of them held out the very next season.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then if you look at, I have another list that's very quite interesting. Super Bowl winners, leading rusher, and their salary since 2009.
Oh, this is interesting. Okay, let's see this list.
Yeah. Okay, so LeGarrette Blount's on there.
Wow.
Three times.
Wait. That is so amazing that he's on there three times. New England, right?
And the Eagles.
Oh, my gosh. Nick Foles, Eagles?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Quick digression, side note. You remember LeGarrette Blount almost never made it to the NFL when he punched that Boise State player? His first call,
yes.
Oregon's like first game and a big upset lost. Wow. So far. Come so far. Keep going, though.
Okay, and then I'll ask you a trivia question here. Anybody out there listening, if you could get it, I highly doubt you're going to get this, but the highest paid player, remember, Super Bowl winners, leading rusher since 2009, leading rusher in the game.
In the game,
right. In the game, not the season.
And then they got a contract after that?
No. Just the base salary they were making for that season.
Oh.
For one season. Blount was under a mil for every year,
of course.
Right? Okay. There's only six players that were over a mil.
Is it a Giants running back?
It is not a Giants running back. He was over a mil, though.
He was
1.5, the Giants running back. Ahmad Bradshaw. That's not him, though.
That wasn't the one?
No.
Dang. Gosh. Yeah, that's tough. So
kind of a trick question, too, because it's not a running back.
It's not a running back.
No.
Okay, well, I need to know now.
Percy Harvin.
Wow.
Seahawks.
So
2013.
And he was the highest
leading
rusher in the Super Bowl.
In the Super Bowl.
Gotcha.
Was Percy Harvin.
Nice.
And he wasn't even a running back. So that kind of goes to the argument again, you know, like the highest paid running back, there were two tied for him. One of them disgracefully left the NFL due to an off-field incident.
Oh, okay.
And then the other one, I happen to own a jersey of.
Nice. Okay. Maurice Jones-Drew?
No.
I'm just kidding.
I wish.
Leonard?
Mm-hmm.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah.
And so what were those salaries? Two.
Yeah.
Flat two.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then there's like, you know, Sony Michelle.
Oh, yeah.
Damian Williams. CJ Anderson.
Oh, my gosh. Hey, Vallejo's very own. Shout out Vallejo.
I met CJ Anderson. Very nice guy, actually.
Bethel, I think.
Pierre Thomas.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. You okay, know, so like, I guess, when you do it like that, it kind of brings it a little bit in perspective. But since 2009, so that's a good point. That's a good barrier because would you say, when would you say the NFL kind of switched into this 7-on-7 kind of passing league? Was it Mahomes? Everyone just all of a sudden had to be Mahomes?
No. Or was I think it was closer to like
Peyton.
Yeah, Peyton and like
the end of
and
Peyton.
like I just mentioned Pierre Thomas, like Drew Brees, Peyton.
Yeah.
You know, like the Patriots never really were, even though Tom was there, like they were always kind of known for defense, etc. Right. But I think it was kind of the Peyton, Drew Brees, you know, ish was when it started to switch. Not necessarily like.
And what year was that?
2009, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, 2009 was Pierre Thomas. Yeah.
So yeah, so that was what I was thinking. Is like that kind of coincides a little bit with maybe the philosophy change in the NFL, just in terms of okay, we're gonna start throwing the ball a lot more now. And but still, that's actually really that is shocking to kind of think about. But in the same, it's not because. I'm a Niners fan. We're in the Bay Area. Name me the leading rusher. Like, name me the leading rusher for the 49ers for the past 5 years. It's someone different every year.
Well, and, that's Kyle Shanahan for
but,
you.
But I think that kind of gives you a appeal inside of, like, the NFL's view of running backs or maybe just how they are valued and how they're looked at. Like, Kyle doesn't – I mean, we traded for Christian McCaffrey, yes. Like, they needed that guy, and we went and got him, right? Like that guy elevates us, but Elijah Mitchell is a great running back. You know, like we made it work with what we had. So it is interesting that the NFL Super Bowl or you know Super Bowls haven't been a running dominant team in a long. You know, like there's not a lot of that anymore. So the fact that Percy Harvin is the highest paid leading rusher is, I guess, makes sense. You know, because I'm thinking back at it. You know. Patrick Mahomes, who was the running back for the Chiefs last year?
Last year was Pacheco.
Pacheco,
yeah.
But yeah, exactly.
And
it's
he's
like,
a rookie.
And yeah,
it's like draft a new guy every year. Yeah,
out of the seventh round
every year. So it's like I get it, and they're all upset. And like if you're Saquon and Josh Jacobs, who have had you know really good years, I get being upset. And but it's not like it's not common knowledge that. Right. You know, I mean, I heard rumors the Titans were going to trade Derrick Henry this offseason. Right. Like,
and he's been there. I mean, he's
their
like team.
Their team. Right. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, I don't know how they can. I mean, I get that. I understand them being upset. I guess what I just don't understand is like, did this just click in their head or something? Like,
I can
it's
see.
Like, I'll give you an example. Okay. Remember Brent Musburger when he was like, hey, kids, if you're throwing the football around in the backyard, you might want to be like A.J. McCarron and I forget what her name was, but his girlfriend.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, if you're Brent Musburger, you're like, hey, kids, if you're going to play football, don't be a freaking running back, okay?
Yeah.
Like, you know, like
right.
Wide receiver, quarterback, DB, pass rusher, O-lineman, anything but a running back, like
right.
If you're raising them. And that's like been common knowledge for a while. So I just that's what baffles me, I guess.
I think what's the hardest thing for some of these other running backs to kind of go against that point is that like it's Dalvin Cook.
Oh,
you know, like they're not.
And he doesn't even have a job.
He doesn't have a job. They're
Kareem Hunt doesn't have a job.
They're not talking about you know third string running backs who get you know $300K. You know, like these are. top end running backs. Now, like, and Dalvin Cook's 27. That's not that old. Like, I understand it's somewhat old for a running back, but Austin Eckler's going into his 27th season, like 27th year old season. Like, that dude's a stud. Tell me you wouldn't want Austin Eckler on your team. So
well, but they almost had to get rid. They almost got rid of him too because they wouldn't pay him. Same thing.
Yeah,
you know?
It is strange. I don't know if you can do like some sort of like I don't know, like pay bracket based on performance, because what's happening is that they're getting the most out of their running backs in their rookie contracts. They're utilizing them when they're not paying them. So they're like, okay, cool, you did all this great stuff for us, but you're not going to do that in the next 4 years, so why are we going to pay you? And it's tough to pay. And in football, it's really tough to pay players on like past
for what they for did. What
like Draymond got a contract this year for what he did, really.
Yeah, like, well, it's like what the Giants do or did during the World Series. You know, they paid everybody for
Pence,
what they
Matt
did.
Matt Cain got paid for what they did.
Yeah. Although Kane, and I'm not going to get in major depth here, but Kane basically like gave up his arm for that team. He earned that.
But
you know,
but that's an example. If Saquon tore his knee up and was done, Giants don't care.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't care.
They're just dump him.
And that's I don't know how you fix it. I don't want to say it's a problem in football, because obviously like you have an asset that isn't. You know, you have to pay him for what you think he's going to be, not for what he did. And that's tough. You know, that's really tough to kind of, because I guarantee you the Giants want Saquon. Like, the Giants want to keep him.
You think the Vikings want to get rid of Dalvin Cook?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't
right.
think so.
Right. And
although Alexander Mattison does kind of look almost exactly like him.
Yeah,
but
it's weird. Like, I guess the thing is like, how many teams in the NFL want Dalvin Cook?
His running style, I mean.
How many teams in the NFL want Dalvin Cook?
I think everybody would.
Right.
But they don't want to pay him.
So I don't know if there's some sort of like, again, I don't know if that gets awkward. I imagine that's probably so messy. Some sort of like arbitration or like, you know, pay him. Oh, you don't get paid until you perform as a running back. You know, like that seems very problematic. So I don't know if there's an answer. I don't know if the market is just going to have just kind of, I don't want to say get reset, but kind of understand now that you're a running back. You're not going to get paid $20 million a year.
Well, and the other thing is like the salary cap.
Yeah.
That's a position that you need to kind of extremely, you know, utilize a small contract
right.
with, because you're going to have to pay a quarterback. You're going to have to pay a wide receiver. You're going to have to pay a DB, pass rusher, left tackle. Like all the premium
right.
positions are all going to get huge contracts. So you need to find spots like running back or guard, you know, or like whatever, that you know,
cheap
maybe
options.
Linebackers that you can find cheap options for in order to fill out the rest of your roster with competitive talent. Because if you know, if you're paying a running back like $20 million a year, like, you know, you can't pay Russell Wilson, you can't pay, you know what I mean,
right.
like you can't pay those guys. So that's why I understand from their perspective, but again, it baffles me like how this is like seems to be a brand new thing or something.
Do you think a lot of the quarterback contracts, recent quarterback contracts, have played a, I don't want to say a large role, but like, because you just said salary cap. Salary cap is so important in the NFL. These quarterbacks are getting paid astronomical numbers now. I mean, just ridiculous numbers. Like, they're taking up half the cap. You know, so I wonder if, you know, that market is obviously that market's affecting the running back market.
That and I think the wide receiver too. And everybody got mad at the Kirk contract. He was great. I don't care. Not my money either.
Yeah.
But I think the wide receivers, the quarterbacks, and then the pass rushers and the DBs are just kind of at a point where everything's like becoming insane. So I don't know how to fix it. It is a problem, but I don't really care. And football's back, so I'm excited.
Football's back.
I'm excited about that, and I can't wait for 99.9, probably, and maybe 99.7% of the women on the planet to hate Sundays again for half the year.
Sorry, woman.
Anyway, he's Max. I'm Daniel, and we'll be right back on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Oh.
Do you use the expensive blue or yellow pills to charge your sex life? Are you thinking about it? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pills deliver the exact same results for less than $3. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. And right now, radio callers will get 44 blue or yellow pills for $120 with free discreet shipping. You can save more than $700 off pharmacy prices. Charge your sex life now and save a ton of money. Call now and get your 44 pills and save over $700 and qualify for free shipping. Stop overpaying and call right now.
Paid for by Steel Man Pills. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend, and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You're listening to the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network.
Welcome back in Sports Overnight America. Daniel Ogden, Max Schmeling, taking you up until 11 o'clock. So we only have about 2.5 minutes left. Max, something about Usher is on your mind.
Yeah, Usher. What's your favorite Usher song?
My favorite Usher song?
Yeah, what's your
You
favorite
got it bad.
You okay, that's what I wanted. That was a quick response.
100%. It's one of my karaoke songs.
Nice. Okay. So
Flowers, cards, and candy.
My friend Bonet, Ryan Bonet, texted me about that today. I thought it was a good little question.
Favorite Usher song?
Yeah.
What's yours?
He said best Usher song, so I said yeah, because I think that's like, just for a general audience, that's probably like, yeah, it's probably like Usher, like up there, right?
Okay.
But my personal, I said Confessions Part 2 and Burn.
See, I actually, and Ryan and I on a trip to Tahoe got really back deep into Confessions Part 1. Very underrated song.
Okay.
Well, but anyway,
Superstar was Bonet's song, which is fantastic too.
Not bad.
Not bad.
It's not bad. I still take You Got It Bad over all of them. But
I just thought it was a good question because there's some people sleep on Usher, man. Not really, but Usher's a great, you know, some
he's
great
fine.
Songs.
Yeah, he's fine. He's fine. Okay, real quick, Danny Rick, finishing position. He's back in F1.
Gosh.
Where's he going to finish?
Unfortunately, I got to go low. I think it's going to be like 15.
Yeah, I'm thinking like 18, but it'll be great to have him back. His
Does he
smile
make it out
will be
of
back.
Q3?
No.
Okay.
No, and they have that weird new qualifying. Anyway, we are running low on time. You want to give any shout-outs?
Yeah, shout-outs. Shout-out to the 0.03% of women out there that like football, my beautiful fiance, Kayleen Warren, shout out. Love you.
All right. I'll also shout out to the GT, Rich in Richmond, and my mom and Lily, if they're sitting at the computer listening right now. It's been fun hanging out with you for an hour.
Absolutely.
We'll do it again soon. Until then, have a great evening. For Max Schmeling, I'm Daniel Ogden, and this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Who's watching me?